up the terrors.co.uk with Terrors manager Brian Stock after a 4-2 victory here at Arbor Park against Slough Town. Brian, it's another win in pre-season for your team.
Yeah, obviously the result was a positive one. The performance in the first half was probably below our standards. A few words were said at half time, and again it epitomises the squad that we have to go out and perform and control the second half in the manner that we did, and obviously scored some very good goals in the process.
You must have been pleased with the reaction in the second half, because I'm sure you were slightly disappointed with lapses of concentration in the first.
Yeah, we just weren't at the races first half. Our intensity was low. Our organisation was poor. Our pass detail was slow. Misplaced passes. And rather than going in at half-time screaming and shouting, which, you know, on another day I probably could have done, we worked on one or two things, changed the formation. In fairness to them, the goalkeeper's distribution was causing us a lot of problems with a front three, so we flipped to a 4-4-2, and it gave us a basis in order to regain possession. And in credit to the lads, they went out and performed well.
I know it's not quite the same in a friendly as opposed to a competitive game, but you've treated this very much like an away day today, didn't you? And you think that's important going into what will be a busy period in the season?
Yeah, we're trying to do things right. Obviously, the boys are on the coach on the way to the game. We were late arriving, bit of traffic, 4G, so there were one or two things that maybe crop up in the season, which, you know, we've experienced today. So hopefully that will go into our preparation when the season starts.
Sam Pearson made his first appearance. You must have been very pleased with his impact.
Yeah, he's a very intelligent player. He looked after the ball very well. He ran in behind. He obviously got pace to burn and showed that in glimpses today. And, you know, he's an exciting prospect and delighted to have him on board.
Yeah, and turning it around to win the game 4-2 in the end, again, I will refer back to it. It's not a competitive football match. It's a pre-season friendly in all means. But to experience that and come back from behind stands the players in good stead, doesn't it?
Yeah, there was a lot of positives. I think they outweighed the negatives, in particularly first half. I was tempted to make quite a few changes at half time, but I stuck with the boys and gave them a chance to get in. Although I made two changes, that was already part of the plan. In credit to them, they went out and within 15 minutes you could see a difference, which, there's going to be games this year where we're not going to be at the races. You know, there might be times where we might have to be more compact and might have to grind out results. You know, we've conceded two goals off of crosses today, which is disappointing. But, we'll take the positives today. Again, we've maintained that momentum going into the season, and, long that may continue.
Brian, thank you very much. We'll see you next Saturday against Ebbsfleet.
Thank you.